Interest includes computational linguistics, biology, and writing bots for wikis. Apart from copy editing, featured articles, candidates, and good articles. His conference will be about Tamil Wikipedia, a case study.
Hello, everyone. Am I audible? So this talk will be on Tamil Wikipedia as a case study. Tamil is an Indian language, primarily an Indian language, but there are significant minorities around the world. And I've been associated with Tamil Wikipedia for the last 5 years. So I thought I'll share the experiences so that this information will be useful for other similar language wikis. So I received a lot of help from my fellow Tamil Wikipedians, so I acknowledge them. So yeah, let me start. So a brief history of encyclopedias in Tamil. I mean, there were several attempts before Wikipedia came in the modern era of writing encyclopedias in Tamil. Some were funded by the government, some were funded by the community, and so on. And then there were like 3-4 successful encyclopedias created, but it's a very big effort and it's not easy to keep up to date. Then in 2003, the Tamil Wikipedia was started, and the first significant editor was Mayuranathan, and he still continues to edit. He's an anchor to the project itself. And then I'll quickly move to what we observed. We keep looking at the stats from the Wikimedia data logs, and then we plotted this, and I found that there have been significant there is a significant separation of phases in Tamil Wikipedia's growth in terms of article count as well as the editors. So as you can see, there is a initial phase one where it is a very low linear growth, close to no growth kind of thing. And then there is a rapid growth, and then there is a steady kind of growth in article counts. And I have a reason why that can be attributed to the shift from phase one to phase two, which is at that point there was just one editor, Mayuranathan, editing it. Others were just temporary editors who would come and go but not edit actively. But at that time, about 4-5 active editors came along, including me, and we started taking steps to write regularly and recruit more people to write and so on. And that caused a very rapid growth, even though it was on a low base. So, came a steady state, after which there is regular growth in article counts, but the article size and quality has improved drastically at this point. The chart below shows current data. I mean, because this is I had data only up to November available at the time of writing the paper, but now we have data up to July. So this shows that it still continues to be in the same kind of growth. And of course, we observe that as the number of active editors grows linearly, we see somewhat superlinear growth, which is kind of to be expected. Nobody writes just one article. And then from anecdotal experience, I can say that at this stage, the very active contributors matter a lot. I mean, they keep the project alive and help to take it further. At this point, probably they can relax a bit. I mean, there would have been some 20-30 active editors who will kind of take care, even if you on a wiki vacation for a few days and so on. So I thought this is maybe useful for other wikis. And so the kind of editors that edit in Wikipedia, Tamil Wikipedia, I have been editing English Wikipedia as well, and I noticed that there is some sort of homogeneity in the kind of editors in English Wikipedia, but probably surprisingly, even in a low editor base, Tamil Wikipedia has some variety of backgrounds. Editors have the variety of backgrounds. So we have architects, biotechnologists, economics, and so on. People with diverse interests and so on. And the age group is also a little surprising, with 15 to 85 years. I mean, the largely it is between, say, 20 to 50 years, but the two corner cases, they are all remarkable editors. I mean, the person, 15-year-old schoolboy, he edited a number of herb-related articles. And then the 85-year-old was a retired mathematics professor, and he wrote more than 200 articles on fundamental mathematics. So this is the kind of editors that we have. And then the wiki characteristics, some of them, I mean, so since it's a small group of editors, it can be expected that there is more of cordiality and good faith among the editors, because you can't really otherwise work together in a small team. And the focus on quality is very remarkable. I mean, some of the editors are professors and so on, so they insist upon using citations wherever appropriate, and stick to the encyclopedic principles. And then there was an issue of running a bot to create articles on different localities in India, and people had a strong resistance to it because they felt the number of automated articles, automatically created articles to the human created articles would be way too high to kind of upset the balance. So then it was decided that the bot will be run in a constrained mode. And then it is typical that most articles have one single major contributor, and others would contribute by way of copy editing or providing feedback on what they would want in the article, and adding images, fixing templates, and so on. And when we are at it, actually, I should mention the specialist roles kind of thing. Some people work mainly on templates. Some people work on caring about licenses, and some people on writing new stuff. Some people will work in copy editing. Some people almost exclusively work towards getting the terminology right when it comes to science articles. And then people here have interest in writing about emerging science, technology, and society, because the rest of the media in the regional language, they write a lot about history, social sciences, and so on. Somehow, the editors in Tamil Wikipedia, they have an interest towards these fields, maybe to differentiate some such. And then, I mean, the chart above is the one I did at the time of submitting the paper, and this is the more recent data. So the challenges, I'll come to either of the charts. The challenges we face are similar to some other wikis. That is, even though the literacy rate among Tamil speakers is around 75% in India at least, there is very low internet penetration among the major population there. The internet penetration among the people who have migrated to other countries is good, but that's a relatively small number. And this one is a very significant issue, characteristic of many Indian language wikis, which is that low awareness about tools for typing in the regional language, because almost exclusively keyboards in these countries have English only, and it needs a lot of special tools and in fact, some training to type in the regional language. And the primary language of the government and business happens to be English in India. So it's very hard for them to find the tools and just for editing the English, the Tamil Wikipedia. So that is one significant issue that we have. And then low awareness about the Tamil Wikipedia. Many natives, they are aware of the English Wikipedia, but very few people knew about Tamil Wikipedia itself. And then we find it very worrying that very few female editors are there. And some of them have come and contributed immensely, but they didn't stick around for a long time. And this disconnect is again another issue. Most of the editors who have access to internet are in the IT sector, and they are not the population which has good knowledge about knowledge of writing in Tamil and so on. I mean, many of them are educated in English and so on. So that issue is again a significant thing. And but even when that is the case, there are not a number of people who can fix technical issues. I mean, we have to rely on the Bugzilla for getting issues resolved. And we have written a couple of tools ourselves, but it's still not, we don't have a critical number of people who can take it forward and so on. And coming to this chart, it shows the challenge. I mean, people who have made just one edit, they were at the time of writing the paper around above 800 or so, and it shows this kind of typical curve and power law kind of a curve, which would mean that the top editors, I mean, there were just four people who had made more than 10,000 edits, were kind of overloaded, and the question of sustenance comes. I mean, what happens if they decide to leave for whatever reasons and so on? And at this point, actually, we had a number of outreach programs, and then probably the situation improved a little bit. We brought in a number of new editors, which kind of is reflected in the chart as of now. It's up to July, I think. So this part is not as steep as what it is now. Now it is not as steep as what it was. That is slightly encouraging, but still the ideal curve would be something like this, maybe this, and so on. So we are to go there. And so we had a number of outreach programs where we kind of explained that the Tamil Wikipedia exists and you can edit and so on. I prepared these slides for a local event, so I mentioned the places which hosted the event and so on. This chart doesn't have anything to do directly with outreach, but what we feel is this again highlights the problem of edit spread. The same data put differently. So this is at the time of writing the paper, and this is now. So we typically want it more flat. So I'll go a little in detail about how we structure a typical tutorial session so that some other wikis can use the information. So we start with the introduction by the host, whoever is doing it. If it is an university, somebody from the university can talk so that they'll get a feeling of ownership. And then there typically will be a member who is an editor in Tamil Wikipedia and has some affiliation with the host, so they can do a short introduction. And then we go ahead with a short presentation on the philosophy of Wiki. But this thing is very important in the context of Tamil Wikipedia. So we almost always start off with how to type in Tamil, and then we have a small tea break, and then and this is important. Rather than an experienced editor showing how to edit, we pick someone from the audience and make them do everything on their own. I mean, this way the audience gains confidence that anybody can really edit. and as well as the person who does the editing during the tutorial, they stick around, and then followed by a QA session. And we have found some things based on the experience, what works and what doesn't. So we feel this kind of a ratio is good for more interaction and so on. Anything more than this, people don't follow it. I mean, they think they get how to edit, etc. But when they go back, they would have lost the context. And this is more hands-on and so on. And then rather than one person doing the full talking, we almost always split so that it brings some variety and so on. And and then what we found is as the trainee user edits the wiki, if somebody remote puts a welcome note, it kind of makes them feel better and probably stick around and so on. And then depending on where we are giving the tutorial, it's better to take examples from that place to highlight the wiki editing. And then a follow-up email to all those who participated, that brings more conversions to continuing editors. And yeah, this is the thing that I told earlier. And then Tamil language has other wiki projects as well. Wiktionary is one of the most mature because we wrote, ran a bot to add a number of entries, and this is one of, I think, top 12 Wiktionaries now. But the other projects are still in the nascent stage. What we feel is due to the presence of a number of classical works, it may be better to target Wikisource because they are in public domain, so we can easily populate the wiki. And then, Wiki News, there is a need for, pressing need to have a neutral reporting site, so the importance of Wiki News comes there. And then, so what we have been a very small group so far, so we didn't think of several things. But now we are beginning to see some issues, and we plan to do certain other things. So one of them is firming up policies and guidelines. So far, we didn't have too many written rules. I mean, we operated in good faith and so on, but there have been repeated incidents of trolling and such, so which now calls for some policies so that we can easily direct them to the pages. And then more need for media outreach so that more people become aware of it and so on. And then another thing that can be done is to bring an offline collection, either as a ebook or maybe a print version, because the case is very strong. There is a Tamil edition of Concise Britannica, which has 28,000 articles, and it sells for close to $60 or something. And most of the articles that we that are there in that are of stub quality. Whereas if we get some 5,000 good articles and just clean them up and publish it, it may be, there will be a lot of takers. And we have already attempted doing a small collection of wildlife-related articles and gave it to school children, and it was welcomed well. And then we once made an assorted collection of around 25 articles, and we gave it to research students, and that was also welcomed. And then we are trying to form the Indian Wikimedia chapter, and so liaising with them to probably spread awareness, etc., will help. And this is a comparison of Tamil Wiki with other major Indian language Wikipedias. And we found that this is a slightly older data, November 2008. And on quality metrics like the number of articles above 0.5k, etc., Tamil is kind of leading. The number of articles is slightly less than some other Indian wikis, but the emphasis on quality has resulted in these kind of metrics. And yeah, so yeah, if you want.
Thank you very much for this interesting presentation. My question, you mentioned the profiles for contributors, but you didn't mention what type of profile you'd have for readers. Even though it's hard to have that, my question is, if people study in English, work in English, who exactly reads Wikipedia in Tamil?
We wanted to kind of get the get this information. At that time, Wikimedia was not tracking the number of users, so we had some help from Russian Wikipedian and added a script to count the number of visits, which are the top 100 most visited articles, etc. And we got some idea. I mean, I think the main page receives around 60,000 visitors every day. And number of them are from the US IP addresses, maybe because of low awareness and low internet penetration in India, it comes from outside. And the kind of, I mean, the profiles of readers, we still don't have an idea, but probably when the UNI is in the survey results, it would be there. I'm yet to go through the full results from the UNI merit survey. They did it for Tamil as well. But we can guess that much of the visitors would be grad students and probably people working in the IT sector. And they come looking they come from search engines most of the time, and they search related to history and it's slightly counterintuitive because we have more articles on science and other things than history and other things, but people probably do not expect to find science related articles in Tamil Wikipedia, so a number of them come looking for typical topics in some sense. But we try to refresh the main page with more of the articles that we have. We showcase the best articles that we have, and these days a number of people visit other kinds of articles as well. So yeah, that's.
Hi, my question is, has there been any support of Tamil speaking experts abroad, or, you know, has there been kind of that kind of support from these organizations?
Currently no formal kind of support, but we have a few experts who have email access and who are available online. So we take their help a lot of times, and two or three of the active editors happen to be well-learned in Tamil as well. So they provide a lot of information about issues with grammar, terminology. So since we write a lot of emerging science-related articles, we had to create terminology from scratch in some sense. So what we do typically is we take the Greek or Latin roots and translate the roots themselves, and then we generate the Tamil equivalents and so on. So all these issues, we required a lot of help, but we seem to be getting it. But it would really make a big difference if the real Tamil experts, the language teachers, the language experts and all, they come online, or if we have a way to reach out to them offline. So one way we plan to do it is to have a resource center of sorts set up, which will have a physical presence in Tamil Nadu, and where there'll be a person who can do this offline. So, but it's still some way to go.
Thank you. Yes, good morning. As India is close to be a continent, and they have different languages, Tamil, first question, Tamil could be understood by all the communities, and the second question, due to the identity of that communities, you don't have the risk that they will prefer English before Tamil?
It's a very kind of subjective thing. The first part is straightforward. The south of the southernmost province in India, it has nearly 650 million Tamil speakers. So they all understand Tamil and they use it for their day-to-day use. They are also mostly bilingual. At least the literate ones, they are mostly bilingual. But they kind of the sense of identity is largely linguistic. You want to?
Actually, to augment that answer, there is a significant Tamil community outside of India. They are not native Indians. They are not citizens of India. But they all migrated to other countries, you know, 400, 300 years back. Singapore, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, even Fiji, South Africa. There are plenty of people. But those people also, you know, if you really look at the Tamil translations of the even the media wiki structures that they have translated, they are puristic Tamil. So, I mean, I would actually ask a question to Sundar, you know, whether this would be such a successful initiative provided it's only the Indian Tamils operated on it. No. That's the question. You know, you also have to let these people know how many of the outsiders participated and made it much more successful and puristic Tamil than even the Indian Tamils.
Yeah, so that would be a good that's data. A very important point. I forgot to mention that a disproportionate number of edits come from Sri Lankan Tamils and expatriates from Sri Lanka. Maybe it has to do with the political situation there. Maybe the sense of identity is stronger than the Indian Tamils. So roughly 6/8 of the Tamil population resides in India, but the number of active contributors from India is it has improved a lot, but previously it was, I think, 1 out of 15. So it was that stark, the difference was. So, since Murugan has added to that point, there are a number of people who are bilingual, but not in other languages. I mean, people living in Norway, they are not conversant in English, but Tamil and the regional language. And similarly in Germany and so on. So so the common language of a sort is Tamil, and they do learn and so on. The question is whether they prefer reading in Tamil over English. It's a divided house. There are many people who feel that we should adapt to more universal languages and then keep it for home usage. But a number of them also are of the opposite view, to learn and promote the use of native language and in science and other things. I mean, recently I have been seeing science conferences in Tamil and so on, which is a kind of new phenomenon. So, yeah. Thank you.
No more questions? Well, thank you very much.